We'll be continuing with the remaining portion. Yesterday, we were reading so this sloka is about how devotees should have relation with one another, how devotees should develop relation with God. And Prabhupada explains relation with God. It is not something you have to learn. We all have original relation with the Lord as souls. We have relation with the Supreme Soul or God. But we don't see it, we are not attracted to God at the moment. Most of the people, so if animals don't have relation with God, understandable, because they have no higher intelligence. If human beings don't have relation with God, how can they lead a decent life? When we forget God, we make mistakes. When we forget God, we suffer. So this sloka is saying, by developing exchanges, as mentioned here, by developing exchanges, we can revive our forgotten relationship with the Lord. So, in this world, we all make relations, like this man is a new person. So when I talk in a friendly way, when I offer him some kusubu idli, you heard about kusubu idli? So special idli. You are our special guest and you get something from there. And you think Swamiji is very nice out of 16 people, 17, the old lady is also there. Out of 16 people, the Swamiji has taken special care of me, right? Immediately you feel, oh, it's great. So, when you want relation, you have to be proactive. Proactive. You cannot just sit quiet. You have to actively work for it. In this world, we are proactive in our relations for our gain and for our enjoyment. You approach a girl or you approach a businessman not to help him, but to exploit them. But use them to your favor. So there is no love there, lust. Lust for money. Lust for sense gratification. So relation with God is not like that. It's really artificial. When the other businessman comes to know, this guy is talking straight, but he's trying to cut my pockets. Hare Krishna, difference, and you get separated. In any relation, the other person sees that you are exploiting, immediately they become little attentive. This man is exploiting. the relation will be broken. The relation with God, because God doesn't have to take anything from you, is already full. So when you develop relation with God, God is not the gainer. You are the gainer. Right? God is to gain. If you make friendship with Modi, there is nothing, all the things are there. And he can throw some favor on you. All right. You are my follower. I appoint you to this post. You got your Aadhaar card? And where is the youth on that? కొత్త చేయించుకుంటా నేను ఆధార్ కార్డు చెత్త కుండీలో దొరికి తీసా వీడు మొహం ఏదో తెలిసిన మొహం లాగా ఇట్స్ నాట్ క్లియర్ బట్ ఇమీడియట్లీ ఆఫీస్ ప్రసాద్ ఐడెంటిఫైడ్ ఇట్స్ అవర్ సుబ్రహ్మణ్యం. సో when you develop relationship with God, you tremendously gain in every way. We need health, we need wealth, we need wisdom, we need happiness, we need so many things. You want to be happy, you want to have prosperity, you want to remain healthy, you want to be a man of wisdom so that you get reputation. Reputation. Everybody is hankering for recognition. Is that right? So, we need our relationship with Krishna. How can you get relationship with God? How can you get relationship with someone? Exchanges. One is, he gives something and you express your confidence in him. Generally we doubt people. We suspect people. When somebody he reposes trust in you, and then you try to live up to that. Then you want to care for him. But Nidagurgachi, then you don't feel comfortable. So, give things if you want to love somebody. Like I was told morning, this Taj Prabhu, he brought some flowers. How much you spent? 50. You are not making money. Where do you have money? You don't have any job or any, you are an unemployed graduate. Where is money coming? Because there is love, you somehow manage some pocket money. Somewhere, father will give you money to buy something, you will tell a false price. And then that money, you give it to Krishna. If you do some mischief, for the sake of God, is it good or bad? What is your name? Penchalaya. This is also Penchal. Because your Penchal, we call it Penchalaya, there are too many. So we said, we want a modern name, Penchal. Is that right? I like to call him Penchal. Pancha people already know. Penchal ready people know. But Penchal. Some modern name. And he likes it. Maharaj gave me some pension. another pension lady here. This is unemployed pension lady and this is employed pension lady. There is an employment, there is a job. So, I was asking you, if you do some mischief in the name of, for the sake of God, say like, suppose this Janani Priya is there, and their parents don't like that she go to the temple. But suppose she tells her parents a lie. No, I went to read mathematics with my friend. I am weak in mathematics and I went to my friend's room and I was doing learning mathematics. And parents are happy. But actually she is coming to the temple. So is it cheating parents? No. If she is telling parents that I went to learn mathematics from my friend, but she goes to a boyfriend, that is cheating parents. Is that right? That is cheating. Because you are doing something bad. At your age, you are not supposed to have boyfriends and girlfriends. And you do this, and parents, then you are spoiling your studies. When you fall victim to this kind of lusty affairs, you cannot concentrate on your studies. Spoiled, is that right? Because when your mind is occupied with a woman, because by nature's arrangement, there is some attraction. If you are a very knowledgeable man, then you can kick away this attraction. You know what is Atma, what is physical beauty, things like that. When you don't have knowledge, you are fooled. When you have knowledge, then you can withstand. Is that right? Temptations. People yield to temptations when you have no good knowledge. So you don't know real happiness and you think there is happiness here. If you know real happiness, you don't know nothing outside. Nothing outside. Just me and Krishna. That is real happiness. That's true. Can anyone give you happiness like God? Can anyone? No, they are also suffering. And you join them, you suffer more. You are suffering plus they are suffering. Add it. When two people come together, the suffering is doubled. Okay, already you are suffering. And you take responsibility of another person. More suffering. But when you develop relation with God, then all your suffering will go away. Because He will enlighten you. He will guide you. He will deliver you. So, the point is, if you make a mischief for the sake of God, suppose this Taj, father gave, you bring some 5 kgs of onions or 5 kgs of murgi. Very good. And you only bring 4.5 kgs and save 50 rupees. You have saved like that? How did you get money? Pocket money. And we have taken away from your father's pocket. Keep pocketing. He gave you. For what? For what he gave you pocket money? Because you are unemployed. Unemployment. In America there is people who are unemployed, the government gives some salary. America with a lot of money. Here also they started doing. So, if you are doing it for God, that means you are coming to a good relation and you are trying to improve your life and you are doing something good, so that is not considered a mischief or bad. That means you are intelligent. No parents have no intelligence in Krishna. Parents have no interest in Krishna. Their human life is wasted. I have some interest. The parents are not encouraging me. Anyway, I have to do it. That's why there is a story in Chaitanya Charitamrita. One father and son came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One father and son, they came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Both are devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so many bhaktas, devotees are sitting there. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to educate, make a point. So, jokingly, like a joke, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked the father, son is Raghunath, the father is Mukunda. Mukunda, who is the elder among you both? Who is the elder? It's a foolish question. Because already father is elder. But this Mukunda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if he is asking something, there must be some message. He is also a devotee, intelligent. Mukunda is a devotee. Raghunath is a devotee. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, God is asking. So it is not a foolish question. Between father and son, who is elder? The common sense is father is elder. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking this question. So Mukunda, why did God, why did Mahaprabhu is asking this question? Then immediately, because the devotee is intelligent. Krishna Bhakta Bada Chaturthi. Once you become a devotee, anyone who is chanting Hare Krishna, they are very intelligent people. They understand how to live in this world. They understand how to escape suffering, how to overcome weaknesses, how to find real enjoyment, how to help others. All things just by chanting. Just by chanting, you get all intelligence. No? A devotee is a wise man. So, Mukunda, just he took a minute. What should I answer? Then he said, to the surprise of everybody, my son Raghunath is elder. Why you are answering like that? Then, why did he say like that? Your son is only 15 years and you are 50 years. Oh, your son is elder to you. Then he said, my son is doing bhakti for 15 years and I have started bhakti only 10 years. I am doing bhakti for 10 years. My son from the birth he is doing. So he is senior to me. He is elder. Chaitanya said. So it is not a question of age. It is not a question of education. It is not a question of father. Just like Taj is son. And how old is your father? How old is your father? 53. And you? 24. 22. Young man. So, and now, as a devotee, I should also answer. Taj is the father. What is your father's name?
Alif.
Alifa. Son is father of father. Because he has to educate his father about bhakti. Father doesn't know. He is eating chicken. He is simply interested in family. No bhakti. son is although 22 years old, he has to convince, he has to educate, he has to guide the father. Is that right? So, in human life, whoever is a devotee is big. Whoever is a devotee is elder. Whoever is a devotee is guru. He is guru. He should tell others about Krishna. So now, we are talking about how to develop our relation with God, which is already there. Suppose in your childhood, somebody kidnapped you. I got a video sent by Nellore Police. Nellore Police Department sent a video, small 3-minute video. Did anybody get? I don't know, somebody forgot it. What was the video? It is night time, around 11 o'clock, 11:30 in the night. And the rag pickers, people who collect polythene and this, that, chattala panuka chesamalu, collect the truth under the bag. What is that? So one guy, the video is showing, 11:30, people are sleeping, poor people, they sleep outside because it's a small hut. The mother, son, husband, everybody, they sleep outside because you cannot put cots in the hut. No, not so, kitchen, everything in one place. So they are sleeping outside, one family. And this rag picker is coming with his thela. తోపుడు బండి వస్తున్నాడు, అటు ఇటు చూస్తున్నాడు. మీకు అర్థమైపోయింది, వాడే దొంగతనం చేయడానికి వచ్చాడు. అటు ఇటు చూస్తే ఆడ పడుకుంది కదా, వాడి పక్క పాప పడుకుంది. అటు మళ్ళీ పాపను ఎత్తేసుకుని ఆ బ్యాగ్ చుట్టి పోబోతుంటే వాళ్ళమ్మ దేవుడు ఏర్పడింది. టక్కన లేచింది, ఏదో పిల్లవాడు దగ్గరలేట్టుగా అది జరిగి ఉంటుంది. పిల్లవాడు ఉంటే తగులుతూ ఉంటాయి కదా, తీయంగానే కొద్దిగా కదిలినట్టుంది. పిల్లవాడు తాకినట్టుగా లేకపోతే టక్కన లేచి కూర్చుంటే పిల్లవాడిని పట్టుకుపోవడానికి చూస్తున్నాడు. అంటే నేను మొగుడిని నిద్ర లేకపోతే వాడు పిల్లవాడిని తగ్గించిపోతున్నాడు. సో దే ఆర్ సేయింగ్ దట్ పోలీస్ విల్ హ్యావ్ ప్రాబ్లమ్ టు ఫైండ్. They kill the children or they sell away the children, and mother will die. You know, children are the life of mother. Pillal kosam tallidu and ananda meeru munduganey jagrataga undandi. Ee rag pickers vachinappudu meeru vaallu donga pallu kuda vastu untaru, ugravadulu kuda vachi chusi ani gamaninchukuntam ekkada em cheyala ledha edho chupovala. లేదా ఎవరిల్లు ఎవరింట్లో మనుషులు లేరు, రెండు మూడు రోజులు చూసి ఎవరింట్లో లేరు కంత వేయడానికి దొంగతనం. ఆల్ థింగ్స్ దే ఆర్ సేయింగ్ బీ వాచ్ఫుల్ హూ ఈజ్ వాకింగ్ ఇన్ యువర్ సరౌండింగ్స్. సో ది పాయింట్ టు కంక్లూడ్ ఫర్ టుడే ఈజ్ టు డెవలప్ రిలేషన్షిప్ విత్ గాడ్. ఇట్ ఈజ్ నాట్ సంథింగ్ ఆర్టిఫిషియల్. When a child is separated, the child is crying for mother, the mother is also crying for the child. So, you cannot take birth without mother. Is it possible to take birth without mother? Not possible. So, although you are separated from mother, you know that you have a mother. And when it is introduced to you, this is your mother, like Karna. Karna was separated from Kunti in the childhood. And then at the end of, about beginning of Mahabharata war, Kunti, because it is war between their own children, Karna and Yudhishthir Maharaj, Karna and Arjun war. Karna doesn't know that this Yudhishthir and Arjun are his own brothers. And then so Kunti Maharaj goes and says, no, no, you leave Duryodhan. Actually, you are the eldest of your, you are elder to even Duryodhan, Yudhishthir also. So better that you come on the side of Pandavas and you will become the ruler. And mother is saying, so he could not say no. He said, I cannot at this stage, I cannot leave Duryodhan, but I can do one thing. I will not kill one person. Either I die or I may kill all other first, but I will leave one. I die, they are five. And if one of them dies, we will be five. You know? Karna told Kunti, Nikapudu Ayur Santana Undetka, then Dostano, you know, Walalo, then Arjun is something Kavanana Gurdamta. Arjun Lagbata Nanantana, then Lagbata Arjun, and it don't worry. Vigatavalan Sampana, Sampana Arjun Matra Gamta, Amatra, Matisad. ఎందుకంటే తల్లి మాటనే పూర్తిగా తిరస్కరించలేక. సో ది పాయింట్ ఇస్ దర్ ఇస్ నాచురల్ సిమిలర్లీ కృష్ణ అండ్ వీ హ్యావ్ ఎ రిలేషన్ సింప్లీ సమ్ వన్ విత్ ఎ డివోటీ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ షుడ్ గైడ్ యూ అండ్ ఇమీడియట్లీ యూ విల్ ఆల్సో బిగిన్ టు గెట్ యువర్ రిలేషన్షిప్ విత్ కృష్ణ. సో దిస్ శ్లోక ఇస్ అబౌట్ హౌ టు బై హ్యావింగ్ ఎక్స్చేంజెస్ విత్ డివోటీస్ హౌ కెన్ యూ డెవలప్ యువర్ రిలేషన్ విత్ కృష్ణ. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Rupa Goswami Pad ki. So this is not ordinary idli. Kusubu idli.